I'd just like to add my welcome to Megan's. It's great to see so many people and familiar faces and perhaps people just visiting. You're really, really welcome. And I really hope you'll come along to some of the things that we have going on over Christmas. Promised us to be great, great fun. So please do come along. But church is not just for Christmas. It's for all year round, and you're really welcome all year round. Now, last week, Rob started our series, no, he continued our series, Christmas at the Movies, and it was fantastic. He was on top form. He was talking about the film It's a Wonderful Life, which, as he reminded us, is the second best film of all time. Sorry, Dad. Second best film after Casablanca, but Casablanca's not so Christmassy. So if you weren't here, or if you just want to hear that fantastic talk again, you can do that via our website where the recording is there, and Rob will have put some questions up for you to consider. So, we're continuing on with Arthur Christmas. Not my favourite Christmas film, but they wouldn't let me do Die Hard, so I'm going with Arthur Christmas. Did you enjoy that clip at the beginning? Did you notice that the length that Elf Battalion went to make sure that nobody missed out and everybody got a gift? Did you see that? Well, I've got some gifts for you. Perhaps, Megan, would you mind being an elf? And Andy, you're just dressed for the part, so can I get... That's a good effort. That is a really good effort. So if you can just send those chocolates circulating around the congregation, quick as you can, folks, pass them along. Now, did you notice... Don't eat them yet, by the way. Don't take one, but don't eat them. Take, Philippa, don't eat that chocolate. Take one. She's taken how many? Outrageous. Outrageous. Did you notice something that the elves were doing before they gave the presents out? They were doing a bit of a check. Hands up, anyone? Yes. If you were naughty or nice. Excellent. You remember the song? He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's going to find out who's naughty or nice. If you don't remember, on Christmas morning, I will definitely be giving you a reminder of that song. So I've got my niceness-o-meter here. So before you get to eat those chocolates, I'm going to do a random test. Just a random test here. Very nice. Well done. You get to eat your chocolate when it comes your way. Jim. Oh, such a lovely chap. Yep, no problem there. Jackie. Says he needs prayer. We can do that for you, Jackie. No problem. Oh, Simon. Fantastic performance in the gym this year. Well done, you've earned your chocolate. Cat. Ooh. Hang on. Oh, inherited goodness from Mum. You're fine. You're fine. Kevin. Wonderful performance on Storehouse this year. You get your chocolate. Well done. Janet. Oh, it's almost off the scale with goodness. Fantastic. Amanda, little bit naughty sometimes, but in a lovely way. So you're fine. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, very nice. All along here. Very nice. Well done. Everybody getting their chocolates. Oh, Jan. Oh, spectacularly nursery nice. Fantastic. Well done. You get your chocolate. Can I just check? Dushi. Nicest person in the church, it says here. Well done. Excellent. Just check. Yeah. Very nice indeed. Very nice. And welcome. Very nice indeed. Just check. I'd better just check my wife. Claire. Let me just check. Surely the most beautiful and lovely person in the whole world, it says here. My son Harry. Oh, it's in the balance, Harry. You better be very good between now and Christmas. Philippa. Oh dear. Extremely patient with her work colleagues. Very good. Well done. And Colin. Let's just do you to finish off. Colin, nice or naughty? Just says Liverpudlian here. What could mean? Okay. Good. Now, don't eat those chocolates yet. Don't eat those chocolates yet. Come on, be honest. Do you think in your heart of hearts, it's not a hands-up thing, in your heart of hearts, are you naughty or are you nice?